ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। यस, ऑन ब्रदर साइड देयर इज आल्सो मोर स्पेस इन फ्रंट, मोस्ट वेलकम। एंड आल्सो सिस्टर साइड, यस। Translation is needed. Anyone needs a translation in their language, or all understand English? Everybody understands English, yeah? Acha. Which language? Tamil. You are translating for her. That's fine then. Yeah, good. Okay. Was any topic announced today? No? Do you want to have any topic or any questions? Perhaps question answer session we can have today. Do you have any questions? Okay, I start and perhaps then you can think of some questions. Okay, in order to get the prize and to be seated for the future kingdom, throne of Sri Lakshmi Sri Narayan, which seat we should be seated now? What is the seat that we have to be, we should be aware of? Which four things we should keep in mind so that we can be seated on heart throne of Baba, or we can get inheritance from Baba, or we win the prize of the Golden Aged Kingdom? First thing, practice of soul consciousness. Whatever I do, develop this consciousness of a soul and remembering Baba in soul consciousness, like practice of soul consciousness. Second thing, spinner of the cycle of self-realization. In self-realization, there are three aspects. Spinner of the self-realization means, which three aspects? Who I am, who do I belong to, what I have to do, that Janaki's mantra. What I am, who do I belong to, and what is my task, what I have to do. This is cycle of self-realization. Okay. The cycle of self-realization, on one aspect is what I am. I am that I am. I am a Brahmin. Originally I am a deity. I am a Brahmin. But my original, of course my Brahmin form is the highest, because Brahmin consciousness means the highest or high consciousness, divine consciousness, as the golden aged consciousness. But this consciousness is the greatest and highest because what? Because I am helper of God. At this time, Brahmin time, life is benevolent and better than the deities. Deities do not, they don't have to bring any task of benevolence for anyone, because there's no one needs anything. When here we say benevolence, we have benevolence for the ignorant people, We have love and mercy for the stumbling souls. We need to give cooperation to Brahmins. In a sense, that whenever somebody is finding difficult in their sanskaras of transformation, then my sanskaras, my quality should be such that it does not create what is called, it does not increase their quality, their weakness does not take force. For example, sometimes some people ask, Baba says, when other have some difficult sanskaras, difficult nature, give them cooperation. What does it mean? How can we give them cooperation? They have difficult sanskaras of jealousy, of anger, of competition, and we give them cooperation. What does it mean? It means you do not react to that jealousy. You do not compete with that competition. And if you are not competing with the competition, whom they will compete? And if you do not allow the reaction, and you do not allow that jealousy that is going on inside here, you maintain your self-respect, eventually they will realize that it is only my imagination or my own reaction to the situation. This soul is pure. This soul has a very gentle, clean heart. And so it means you are giving cooperation through your qualities, not to feed that weakness. If somebody has jealousy and you also begin to talk about it, see, this person has jealousy with me, see, this always has competition, otherwise he's not so active. When I start doing something, he makes sure that he can also do that. So what I am doing? I am not cooperating, but I am also competing. And so cooperation means I become aware that I do not put oil in the fire, I do not feed the negative tendency, I do not do the same as others are doing. And so in this way, their power of negative force will become weak. There will be no strength in it. The power cannot remain of so forceful as it was. So this realization that only the Brahmin age, or the conscience age, is the benevolent age, and this is time, because I am doing service of not only outside people, those who are ignorant, those who are suffering, those who are weak, non-knowledgeable soul, but I am also cooperating, doing service through giving cooperation to the Brahmin souls. This is meaning of giving cooperation. Understand what does it mean to give cooperation. So this realization, I'm benevolent being. And then at the same time, I was that deity, so elevated, so divine, so royal. So when I am remembering my spirituality, top-notch spirituality, I am Brahmin. That is my service. And when I have this intoxication of my elevated clan, not only of Brahmin, but of deities, of godly clan, of godly family. Godly family, I am Brahmin. And divine clan, I'm deity. So I am very natural and neutral. Natural and neutral. Divine being. Pure being. I am that. So it means the, in me is this potential. And so I will become that again. So this is the self-realization of hum so, so hum. I became worshipper, now I don't have to think of worshipper. But now I have to think of which I was, I am that. A divine being, a pure being, a soul. So the spinner of the cycle of the self-realization. And then, those who are able to keep the consciousness of the soul world and the golden age, helper of God, companion of God. It is this time we are establishing the new world and helping Baba. Baba is establishing the new world. And what help I have to give? Purity. So I am maintaining purity. I am spinning the cycle of self-realization. I am staying in the state of soul consciousness. I am helper of God. Yajna, Baba has created a sacrificial fire of yajna and I am sustainer of the yajna. It used to be system and great intoxication today. Baba, the sate means the one who is a very rich person, an elevated one. Sate word has come from the Adam's son. His name was Seth. And in English, in what you write Seth in English, in Hindi you read it Seth. And in Sanskrit it is Suresh. Means elevated. Adam's clan. Seth. But Baba says, it's through Brahma, this yajna is created, but I have established this yajna. I have established this yajna. And you Brahmins are protecting the yajna, you Brahmins are sustaining the yajna. You wanted to say something? No, only your spectacle you put up. I thought you put the hand up here. So we are sustained. This intoxication makes us be seated on Baba's heart throne. It makes us, gets us the prize, a peace prize. There might be anybody give peace prize to anyone, but here Baba gives prize. Conference Age is prize and Golden Age is prize. Conference Age prize is no less either. What was the Conference Age prize today according to today's Murli? What was the Conference Age prize? You remember? He says you get the title of the knower of the three aspects of time. This is your prize. No one has the knowledge. And the whole world says, neti, neti, I do not know, I do not know, I do not know. Or, this is not complete, this is not complete, this is not complete. No end, we cannot find the end of God. We cannot find the secrets of God. And here, God says, who else can give the secrets of God except God Himself? All the secrets of God can be revealed only by God Himself. And so He says, I come. And why do I come then? Do I have come to reveal myself? No. I come to reveal you. Because you had forgotten yourself. You were lost. You were confused. And so I have come to reveal you, to glorify you. And when you are glorified, the Father glorifies the Son, the children, and then children have so much intoxication. They glorify God. And so how it is that I really feel that God has glorified me, when this realization is there, which one quality will automatically become natural? God is glorifying us. Which one quality will become so natural, which is the foundation of all the qualities? Self-respect. What you said? I didn't hear. Contentment. Achha. And? Of course, contentment is when it is connected with others. But it is self-respect. It is self-respect that here God knows me, what I am. Contentment is when communication with others, situations come, you remain unshakable. The nature, in order to handle and deal with each other, some power is needed, then it is contentment. But then this God has come to glorify us, and He knows. Then contentment comes automatically, but it is first self-respect which brings contentment. Then I do not need to worry whether others recognize me or not. But I realize the diamond merchant knows the diamond, and he says, you are a flawless diamond. You are a flawless diamond. Because he sees me in my original form. So those who win the prize, they have to see what kind of different realization as in a self-realization. This is also realization that God glorifies me. I was a deity and I will become a deity again. It is another type of realization. I, the child, am an heir, worthy child of God. This is another type of realization. If you look at the childhood of all of you, I think it would be different kind of realization that brought you through many different situations. If I ask experience of each individual, would be totally different. Because each one has realized something which created self-respect, which created power, which created intoxication, which created the not only just self-respect, but really created this the determination to go on no matter whatever happens. Through self-respect and determination comes. Another aspect. We Brahmins are also servers. Is it traffic control plays automatically or not? Because 6 o'clock, a minute of silence, we can have a minute of silence. Perhaps we don't hear here. Just a minute of silence. Okay. So do you have any question or shall I take up the other thing? Have you have any questions? No question at all? All embodiment of contentment? Yeah? Or at this moment a question is not coming in the mind? Huh? Or you are shy to ask questions? Yeah. Loud. What is the heart? What is the heart throne of God? Okay. Mm-hmm. What is the meaning of heart throne of God? Baba says that seated in the heart throne, those who are my special children, they are seated in my heart throne. It is experiencing God's love. Just like when we say the throne of Prakriti is a throne seated on the forehead, it is called immortal throne. The immortal soul seated on in the forehead. Soul is immortal. Throne is not immortal. But the soul is immortal. So in this aspect, the soul is seated on immortal throne. Immortal throne is seated. When it is in the seat of self-respect, then is the immortal throne. But when this aspect, when I am seated here on this throne, I am immortal. This throne is perishable, but I am immortal. Like God is immortal, and He sits in Brahma's body. And that Brahma, for every cycle, becomes a throne for Him. So in this aspect which is, and which will remain, is called immortal. So Prakriti, or the center of forehead, is the throne for immortal soul. And Baba says, I make you seated on three thrones. The throne of self-respect, of soul consciousness, Baba's heart throne, and future golden aged kingdom heart throne. So the golden aged kingdom, divine throne of divinity of Sri Lakshmi and Narayan, that throne is royal throne. This throne is the throne of love, and soul conscious throne is the throne of self-respect and self-awareness. These three different thrones. But then, in order to claim the throne of the golden age, we need to serve. We need to be obedient, faithful, loyal children of Baba. As Baba said today, you get the kingdom according to the effort you make. If you make less effort, you definitely will come. As it is not that you will not come in the golden age, but your status will be ordinary. Kingdom will be there, and you become, but then you become the part of ordinary subjects, or you claim the status, whatever sometime Baba says, servants or maid servants. So it's not a status. But certainly, it is the stage of a deity, an ordinary deity. Because golden aged kingdom, all are divine beings. But result of that will be that as you go from the golden age to the silver age to copper age to iron age, when you reach at the iron age, then your power is completely depleted. And when you are the first number, one of the 108 or one of the 16,108, your power is extra power of four things in you. Your spirituality remains because soul conscious practice is there. Your purity remains because it is the power of purity that enabled you to get the kingdom on the highest level. That's what the prize you win. And in that purity, there's peace and prosperity. In that purity, there is the power as well. And so you get that kingdom. So your spirituality, then there's purity. Then there's royalty. Is spirituality, purity, royalty, and that divinity is in you, divine being, dignified deities. A deity which is later on also so dignified, so elevated that their statues are worshipped. They are worshipped in the temple, they sit on the throne in the temple as well. And the devotees then keep them on their heart throne. So just like the devotees are seated, devotees make their deities sit in their heart throne. Means they love them very much. They dedicate, they give their full dedication. And so God says, when you are seated on my heart throne, I surrender myself to you. I give everything, just like a king gives the throne to his child. And Baba, the father now, gives the throne of the golden age kingdom to so many. A guru will give the throne to one follower. A king will give throne to one son. But God, the King of Kings, gives throne to so many. At this time, because the throne, Baba's heart throne, is unlimited. Yeah, my feeling of golden age means. So what my feeling of the golden age is, it's a very natural kingdom where the king, the prince and princesses, or the subjects, there is not that kind of feeling of high and low, but it's a very feeling of belonging to each other. But in each individual, the responsibility between the difference between this world, there's not a feeling of high and low, subjects and the king. As is the king and queen, so are the subjects. But then the one who claims the throne has very much responsibility, which is actually taken at this moment at the confluence age. Our future throne is based on two different efforts. This effort at this time, with how much I am soul conscious, how much I am virtuous, how much I am able to finish my old karmic account, means viceless, and how much I am egoless, bodiless, viceless, virtuous, and egoless. The second aspect is, when I have this thing, how much I am able to actually communicate or maintain harmony, the souls with whom I am serving or doing godly service. Because of one level, there would be many. Now, whatever, for example, if you have a field of service and you are doing service, and then there can be a little bit comparison, a little bit competition, a little bit inferiority and superiority complex. But there is not that. There is self-respect. For example, if you see Dadi Janaki, her field of service, her way of doing service, her generosity, her big heart, her dedication, her renunciation, her, whether you want or not, but she would like to give, and ask the constant, like for God, you know, the one who is giving continues to give, the one who want to take become tired a little bit. No? God continues to give, and the one who want to take, he say, okay, enough now. It's, we have taken, it's so satisfied, so content that it is enough. Right? So that kind of quality is there. So it is not comparison which how Dadiji used to give, how Dadiji used to maintain, how Dadiji used to sustain. It's not any kind of comparison, but it is just complete in its own personality of love for Yajna, love for Baba's children, love for the self, love for efforts, love for Baba, love for Yajna. In all these aspects means responsibility. And these samskaras will go there as well. The subjects will be happy and lucky like children, no? Because subjects will be like children. But the king in the beginning will have only one son, one daughter. Later on will be two sons, one son, one daughter, two daughter, one son. Later on number can be increased because population is increasing, no? But then what is the difference? There's not a question of control of any kind of. The king does not have to. It's not a rule like ruling now. And it is not the king with this kingdom that, yes, I have a throne. Only I have a throne and you are, you know. Now this gathering of this royal kingdom is also like we sit in the family, you know. And in a family, certainly, when you are parents is there, it's a natural way. You leave the place for parents. And you leave the place naturally for your senior brothers and sisters. And you just feel, if the seat is not there up, the little children go and sit on the floor. At that time, the little child does not think, my brother is sitting on the chair and I'm sitting on the floor. Do you ever have felt that feeling? You are sitting you go in the TV room and others are sitting and you are interested, you just go and sit wherever you get the seat. You don't have inferiority and superiority complex. So there, even if the king and the queen and subjects, there is not this superiority or inferiority complex. And so this is what it is. Then our heart is also so pure, so clean, that the feeling for each other will be very natural and neutral. And this is why that it is, there is great joy, there is great happiness, there is harmony. Of course, the natural, well, we can imagine which would be, in the golden age, it would be natural experience that in the golden age we can see the nature would be perfect, no? Natural nature would be, there's no upheaval, there's not any kind of missing any typhoon or any earthquake or any upheaval, because nature itself is also in perfect level. And not only that, but it would be just like in a very, benevolent we cannot call now, but in a natural server, its potential will be natural expressing for everything. And people are not possessive either. So nature is also sure and secure. Whatever nature has, it is offering and is security, because here now we want to take more than what is in the resources. And there it is so much that there is no any kind of vibrations of getting more than what one is there. So Baba's throne is throne of love. And so not only Baba is seated on, we are seated on Baba's heart throne, but we are also offering our heart throne to Baba. And then we have to see how much my dedication is for Baba. how much I am surrendered to God, how much I feel it's a natural, whatever I have, it is nothing for me. It's a belonging. Another aspect of heart throne is belonging. Deep feeling of belonging. And in that consciousness, when belonging is there, this longing finishes. Longing to experience love is not there. Because you feel belonging, belong to. Separation is not there. And that's why it is called heart throne. Baba says, you are seated on my heart throne. Very pure feeling, very elevated feeling, very gentle feeling of security. In other words, you are secure. You are also sure that here I am protected. And it is, this is also, means, when Baba speaks about, no, sometimes he says, you are seated beside me. Sometimes he says, you are seated close to me. Sometimes he says, it is in front, face to face. Sometimes seated in Baba's lap. Sometimes in heart. Sometimes in eyes. Sometimes crown jewel. This is a picture that Baba gives us. And out of that one metaphor or simile or whatever figure of speech is heart throne. Because it is just like, it's unlimited. It's something which is a throne where you feel yourself secure and sovereign. You feel that you are here. There's no fear in that. Seated on Baba's heart throne, it means you don't have any fear. Because you know, it's Baba's heart throne is secure. Even Maya cannot come there. No, actually it is, these are actually, the relationship is qualities, experience of qualities. When we think of relationship, it is experiencing the qualities of different relationship. For example, whenever I say Baba, now I know I am remembering Shiv Baba. But Shiv Baba became my Baba only when he introduced himself to me. And at that time, this Baba word is connected with the realization that my Baba is Baba now when he's sitting in Brahma Baba. Otherwise he is God. This relationship of Baba, though I am not thinking of Brahma Baba at that time, but Baba became Baba only when he came in Brahma Baba's body. Until that, it's God. And even now, in certain situations, it's Baba, and in certain awareness, is God. Even for Brahmins as well. When it is something very subtle, and I instantly think, I'm godly child. So I'm child of God, at that time the soul is there. But I am Shiv Baba's child. Now there's different. Shiv Baba's child means I'm Brahmin. And when I'm Shiv Baba's child, I'm Brahmin, then Brahma comes automatically in the mind. But it is without analyzing. I know I am analyzing when I'm speaking. I'm just in the back of my mind. I'm thinking how the fabric works, no? How the system works. When Brahma Baba was there, we did not think of Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba, just we said Baba. And we knew that Brahma Baba was Brahma Baba, and Shiv Baba was not all the time him. And sometime Brahma Baba had the vibrations that these children the children are there. Of course, they are. They know Shiv Baba comes in Brahma Baba's body, and here, even to Brahma Baba, they think this is Shiv Baba. But Baba would say, whom you are remembering? So in not to make us dependent on the corporeal form, that was enough, subtle, very subtle machinery to check that when we are connected, we are giving knowledge to each other, we are supporting each other, we are helping each other. We do not make others dependent on us. And Brahma Baba did not want this system which we had in bhakti, that if some guru helped us and we thought his guru is God. And so Baba became, because Baba wanted to make our remembrance very pure remembrance. And so he was strict in certain times that if you remember Brahma Baba, then your remembrance is impure remembrance. It's corrupt remembrance. Now it's very strong word, no? But why was it spoken? Because that we do not have this bhakti consciousness of thinking a human being is God. Because whole knowledge about this God of Gita, why Baba is emphasizing this again and again? And some people think this concept is only for Indian. Who is God of Gita? Baba's point is not to explain this to Indian. Baba's point is, Christian also believe that you can meet through me only, or many started thinking Jesus is God, Christ is God. Many, even in bhakti, many religions, they have said this in devotion, Guru and Govind both are standing in front of me, whom should I respect first? The one who makes me meet God, and so that is my Guru. But in fact, how we translate this? That Guru, Baba is my Guru, and he is making me belong to the golden-aged Krishna. And so whom should I focus first? The one who makes me belong to Sri Krishna as well. Govind is not only a name of God, Govind is actually name of Sri Krishna as well, who is giving me the kingdom. So certainly, of course, my aim is to get the kingdom, but what it is my original real consciousness? My real consciousness is to realize, connect myself with the special speciality, reality, that God is incorporeal. That I know. But our relationship becomes with God only when He comes incorporeal. Now it's a difference. Thinking of corporeal Brahma Baba or realization that relationship of Baba, my mother. How is my mother? Brahma is my mother. And now this is also knowledge. And why I have to understand Brahma is my mother? Because if I do not take the spiritual birth, where will I get inheritance from? If I don't take birth, can I claim my birthright? Now it's very subtle. Without being a Brahmin claim the inheritance of birthright of the Golden Aged Kingdom. And so, my spiritual birth is through Brahma. So Brahma is my mother. Now this new birth, new consciousness, makes me connected with Brahma and Shiv Baba. Then Baba, my father, certainly inheritance is not coming through Brahma Baba. Inheritance through knowledge, concentric powers, purity, knowledge, this is coming from Brahma, through Brahma. But the Golden Age Kingdom, which Baba has said, I have brought heaven for you, that is through Shiv Baba. That is, of course, so now my father, in this aspect, the father of all souls, is my father not Brahma? Then Brahma is my brother and Shiv Baba is my father. So there is Bap and Dada. So then I am remembering Baba as Baba and I am remembering Brahma Baba to follow that how Brahma Baba has this intoxication of claiming inheritance. Because you automatically follow the elder brothers and sisters in the family. If the other elder brother says to the father with the name John, he also calls John. If the elder brother calls the sister with one particular name, name is Pramila and Pami, and they'll say Pami would go on. Right? If the name is John and it's called Johnny, and he will also call Johnny. It's automatically following. So how Brahma Baba had this intoxication? This is what in this aspect, like Dadi is our senior sister, so Brahma is our senior brother. So Brahma is mother, Brahma is brother. And Brahma is the father of humanity because now the generation after generation, genealogical tree is not Rishi Baba. Genealogical tree is Subrahma Baba. So now you are asking me relationship. It's a different relationship based on different qualities which are connected with the achievement for the whole cycle. Baba, my friend, so that I can open my heart and have a very deep feeling, heart-to-heart conversation and share my feelings. No, I feel friendship with Brahma Baba because I'm light and easy. I can speak to him. But then when it is in meditation, then it is, or some certain situations, you open your heart to Baba and Baba feels the response. So many times I feel because I had developed that friendship with Brahma Baba because my course was through Brahma Baba. My knowledge, my spiritual birth was through Brahma Baba. My early few days of knowledge, the very first days of knowledge were with Brahma Baba. And so it was very easy life in this way. Not with high, like a guru consciousness, but like the father, friend, teacher, mother. So it is in this way, it's a very different relationship. But what is, every relationship is connected with one value, with one virtue and with one power. Value, virtue, power and knowledge. These four things. You use the knowledge, you use the value, then relationship is based on that. You use the quality, the divine virtues, you feel the connection is there. You use the power, you feel protection in that relationship, security in that relationship. So knowledge, value, virtue and power, this is how the relationship is sustained with Bap Dada. Okay, now is the time for, I think, meditation. Here is from 6:30. This is what it is. Yeah. So perhaps it is from there or where? How is? From the throne. Yeah? So this is also throne. Yeah, this is a different throne. Golden-headed throne is different. Seat.